Good day, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Aebi Schmidt Group Second Quarter 2025 Earnings Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there'll be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one and one on your telephone. You will then hear an automated message advising your hand is raised. To withdraw your question, please press star one and one again. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Randy Wilson, Vice President, Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Please turn to slide two for our Safe Harbor Statement. Today's conference call contains forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks that could cause actual results to be materially different from those expressed or implied. Primary risks that management believes could materially affect our results are identified in our Forms S-4 and 10-Q filed with the SEC. We'll be discussing non-GAAP information and performance measures, which we believe are useful in evaluating the company's operating performance. Reconciliations for these non-GAAP measures can be found in the conference call materials. Please turn to slide three. Before we begin today's presentation, we wanted to share details regarding the financial reporting framework following the merger of Aebi Schmidt Group with The Shyft Group on July 1st, 2025, which are detailed on the slide. Please note that for comparability purposes, adjusted EBITDA is not adjusted for non-cash stock compensation. Turn to slide four, and I'd like to introduce the speakers for today's earnings call and the agenda for our presentation. Barend Fruithof, Aebi Schmidt Group CEO, will provide the company overview and deliver the concluding remarks. Stefan Schewerda, CEO of North America, will cover the performance and developments in the North American market. Henning Schroeder, CEO of Europe, will discuss our Europe and Rest of World segment, and Marco Portmann, Group CFO, will provide a financial overview. The team looks forward to providing a comprehensive introduction of the company's operations across regions and exciting progress underway with the recently combined companies. Now, I will hand the call over to Barend. Barend?
Thank you, and good morning. I would like to personally welcome you to Aebi Schmidt Group's first earnings call as a public company. My name is Barend Fruithof, and I have been the Group CEO of Aebi Schmidt since 2017. Since I joined, the team and I have grown Aebi Schmidt from a niche agriculture products manufacturer to a specialty vehicle market leader with strong profitability. I'm honored to lead the combined company after the merger with The Shyft Group, and it's a pleasure to introduce ourselves. Now, turning to slide six. In the first half of 2025, Aebi Schmidt made significant progress across multiple fronts, positioning the combined company for strong future growth. Despite a challenging geopolitical environment, Europe achieved double-digit organic growth, complemented by landmark deals in North America and other regions, contributing to a very strong $1.1 billion order backlog. The merger integration is moving ahead swiftly, with the new organizational structure effective on day one and additional significant synergy opportunities already identified. The integration of our commercial truck business, Monroe with Royal, Durmac, and ITU, is also progressing very well, and Aebi Schmidt has a local-for-local production strategy, avoiding significant impacts from tariffs with a strong U.S. production base. Turning directly to slide seven, I would like to introduce the newly combined company to you. Aebi Schmidt stands out as a global leader in specialty vehicles, delivering innovative and tailored solutions across key markets. With $1.9 billion in net sales in 2024, the company operates 16 production facilities and employs 6,000 people worldwide. We are present in 17 countries, supported by dealer partnerships in over 90 additional locations. Our business focuses on five main markets: airport and chassis, commercial trucks, goods transport, municipal, and agriculture. This diverse portfolio highlights Aebi Schmidt's commitment to specialized application and customer-centric innovation in the specialty vehicle industry. Moving on to slide eight, our strong leadership across multiple key markets and segments highlights our growth strategy. The total addressable market across all our end markets is nearly $12 billion, according to management estimates. This market potential highlights the large opportunity set for Aebi Schmidt to grow and capture additional market share. We hold top positions in several key markets. We're number one on our relevant airport segment, both in the U.S. and in Europe. We're in the top three for commercial trucks in the U.S. We're a leading producer of walk-in vans. We are number one in heavy-duty snow removal equipment. We are the leading producer of EV sweepers, and we are number one in our relevant agriculture segment in Europe. Our financial results and footprint for North America and Europe and the rest of the world emphasize our broad market reach. Turning now to slide nine, we're exceptionally well positioned for growth and value creation. As a world-class leader in specialty vehicles, we have successfully scaled our operations globally with a strong focus on the highly attractive North America market and a strong presence in Europe. Our expanded portfolio, shared innovation, and deep customer relation are driving competitive growth. We are well on track to achieve annual run rate synergies of at least $25 to $30 million by the second year of the merger closing. Ultimately, our strategic vision is to generate revenues of $3 billion with a mid-teen adjusted EBITDA margin. Continuing on slide 10, Aebi Schmidt Group and its management have a strong track record of successful M&A integrations, supported by our new colleagues from the Shyft Group. The combined revenue growth from 2018 through 2024 of both Aebi Schmidt and Shyft is a proof of our strong M&A track record with successful integrations. While we are focused on integrating Aebi Schmidt in Shyft, we are continuing to create value with smaller acquisitions. Aebi Schmidt most recently acquired Ladog in late 2024. The success of this acquisition is evident with a very strong 62% increase in order intake for the first half year of 2025 compared to the same period in 2024. Additionally, Shyft strategically strengthened its policy upfit business in Florida through the acquisition of Lightning Wireless Solutions, which closed end of June. In short, we are very well experienced in M&A, and the successful integration is part of our DNA. Turning to slide 11, since day one, a dedicated and experienced project team has been driving the integration process, ensuring that targeted synergies are realized. We have identified significant upside of $10 million, primarily from cost synergies. This is a significant upside potential beyond the target of $25 to $30 million. And as I already mentioned in this context, tariffs impacts have been effectively avoided through our local-for-local production strategy. This structured approach and positive outlook demonstrates strong execution and value creation from the merger. With that, I will now turn it over to Stefan Cheverda. Stefan, go ahead.
Thank you, Barnes. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today. First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Stefan Cheverda, and I have been with Aebi Schmidt since 2020 in the role of the CEO for North America. And prior to Aebi Schmidt, I worked at SAF Holland, a commercial vehicle company where I was responsible for the business in the Americas with the North American headquarters in West Michigan. Turning to slide 13. So let me give you a brief overview about our North American business, we're talking about roughly $1.4 billion in sales and an adjusted EBITDA of $107 million. At the end of 2024, we were sitting on a backlog of more than $800 million, which represents more than 50% of our annual North American revenue. As you can see, we are operating in four key markets, which are airport and chassis, commercial trucks, goods transport, and municipal. And for each market, our products are made to order, with a few minor exceptions. Especially the airport and the municipal side showed very strong demand and very low cyclicality over the last 5 years. And we believe, and what we are seeing is that this will also continue into the foreseeable future. Continuing on slide 14. As you can see on the map, our geographical footprint is now much larger than it was before. So we will utilize this footprint to provide national coverage and also to cross-sell our product as we are closer to our customer base. What it also does is that it allows us to strengthen our after-sales footprint, and it makes it easier to deploy our field service teams. When you look at this map, you see that we are present in a lot of the major population centers in the United States, with a few exceptions, and we are looking into opportunities to further expand this footprint where it is necessary and where it makes sense. Turning to slide 15. We are focusing a lot on the sales side of the business with basically three fundamental pillars. The first one is the empowerment of the sales team. That way, we make sure that the sales team has all the tools and capabilities and the autonomy it needs to be successful. Secondly, we of course expect execution. We are setting very clear individual sales goals and also require the individual salesperson to document their opportunities and activities. This way, we create maximum transparency. And the third aspect is the monitoring of the performance, which happens on a daily and weekly basis. However, it also includes detailed reviews on an executive level to make sure we provide the necessary support, but also to capture all opportunities, especially the cross-selling opportunities across the entire organization. And I have to say that in all three aspects, we have made a lot of progress already within the last weeks here since the merger. And finally, turning to slide 16. We are in a very strong position here in North America. For example, we are a leading player in sectors with high growth potential, for example, the commercial truck business. We also have a proven M&A integration playbook, which is being applied as we speak. Some of our core markets, like the airport market, are very resilient and are showing very low cyclicality. In addition to that, we have very low exposure to tariffs. We have a strong North American production footprint, and in addition, the major portion of our supply chain is also localized. And last but not least, where it is necessary and where it makes sense, of course, we sell directly to the customer to further improve our margins. This direct interaction with the customers also helps improve our service quality and gives us the chance to further optimize our aftermarket business. With that being said, I would like to thank everybody for listening, and I will hand it over to Henning Schröder. Henning?
Thank you, Steffen. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. Before I begin, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Henning Schröder. I joined Aebi Schmidt in 2019 and lead the Europe and Rest of World segment. Prior to my current role, I oversaw research and development, product management, and sales for the company. I joined Aebi Schmidt from FORVIA HELLA, a Tier 1 automotive supplier, where I had a 17-year career with responsibilities including product management, aftermarket sales, assignments to Asia, and leadership of international operations in North America. Please turn to page 18. Our strong market position across Europe and the rest of the world is a testament to our strategic focus and operational excellence. With direct sales in 12 countries, supported by a robust network of dealers, we ensure comprehensive market coverage and customer accessibility. Our workforce of 1,500 employees operates from strategically located production sites in Europe, enabling scalable production to meet diverse market demands. This extensive production capability, combined with our comprehensive product range and global distribution network, underpins our leadership and customer accessibility. Please turn to slide 19. Our sales organization is structured into four regions: international, covering rest of world, Southern Europe, Northern Europe, and DACH, or Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. This structure is supported by 12 local sales organizations, ensuring strong regional coverage. The airport sales team operates through direct sales, specialized dealers, and a joint venture in China, highlighting our global approach. Additionally, dedicated after-sales and digital teams drive recurring revenue streams through service contracts and subscription-based digital solutions, reinforcing customer engagement and long-term value. Turning to slide 20. Our European business remains stable and cash-generating, consistently outpacing GDP, which highlights its resilience and long-term value. The region offers a promising growth trajectory with solid returns, supported by a strong after-sales business that delivers steady, recurring revenues, reinforcing a robust operating model. Our extensive local sales network fosters close customer relationships and allows us to provide tailored services, giving us a competitive advantage in regional markets. Importantly, we hold the number one market position in our end markets, with consolidation trends and high entry barriers helping to maintain and expand our market share. Now, let me turn it over to Marco.
Thank you, Henning, and good morning, everyone. My name is Marco Portmann. I'm the Group CFO, and I had the pleasure of joining Aebi-Schmidt Group in April, just prior to the closing of the merger. I have 15 years of progressive financial leadership experience, including as CFO at Swiss Steel Group, a leading European supplier of sustainably produced steel. So, starting on slide 22, let's have a look at our second quarter results. As the merger closed on July 1st, we separately present the results of Legacy Aebi-Schmidt and Legacy Shift. For Aebi-Schmidt, sales increased by 4% to 278 million, with an adjusted EBITDA of 21.3 million, or a 7.7% adjusted EBITDA margin. This is below prior year, mainly due to one-time expenses for warranty and R&D, and the comparison versus an exceptionally strong prior year. Our backlog grew significantly to 745 million, with strong momentum in Europe of 53 million, or 8% versus year-end. Meanwhile, Legacy Shift Group experienced a 9% decline in sales to 176 million, primarily due to soft walk-in van sales. However, profitability improved significantly, with an adjusted EBITDA up 26% to 13.2 million, driven by exceptionally strong cost containment prior to the merger. Shift's order backlog also grew to 323 million, supported by a 65% increase in order intake compared to last year's quarter. Turning to slide 23 to highlight the combined financial performance of the new Aebi-Schmidt Group for the first half of 2025. Sales declined slightly by 1% to 907 million due to a weaker North America, driven by the lower sales of walk-in vans. Europe and the rest of the world grew 2.5%, supported by strong demand from airport customers. Adjusted EBITDA decreased 2% to 65.7 million, reflecting an EBITDA margin of 7.2% due to the slightly lower sales and one-time impacts. Split between the two legacy businesses, the adjusted EBITDA contributions were 43 million from Aebi-Schmidt and 23 million from Shift. Importantly, our combined order backlog grew to 1.1 billion, indicating a robust pipeline and confirming our expectations for a significantly stronger second half of the year, particularly towards the end of the year, with an expected recovery in North American walk-in vans and improved profitability, especially in Europe. This foundation positions the group well for future growth and margin expansion. Moving on with slide 24. Our financial strategy is focused on substantially deleveraging while preserving the ability to pursue strategic tuck-in acquisitions. Our combined working capital was 465 million at its seasonal peak during summer, driven by winter product cycles and pre-production efforts to balance manufacturing throughout the year. Our net debt stood at 446 million as of June 2025, driven by the seasonal working capital needs and one-time impacts from transaction expenses and currency fluctuations, as our euro-denominated debt carries heavier in our U.S. dollar balance sheet. And to note, we view our net debt excluding 59 million of long-term subordinated shareholder loans, which we carry at very favorable fixed interest rates of 2.5%. With our commitments to deleveraging, we aim towards a leverage ratio of 2.0 by year-end 2026. Additionally, we will sustain a competitive quarterly dividend of at least $0.025 per share, balancing shareholder returns with growth opportunities. Concluding with our outlook and guidance on slide 25, we expect our strong market momentum to continue with a robust order activity in North America, including a recovery in walk-in vans and improving margins in Europe and the rest of the world compared to the first half year. For fiscal year 2025, we anticipate sales between $1.85 billion and $2 billion, with an adjusted EBITDA ranging from $145 million-$165 million. I'd like to emphasize our adjusted EBITDA is not adjusted for non-cash executive compensation, and our guidance is prior to the significant synergy realization we expect to kick in 2026 with our updated synergy targets of $35 million-$40 million. With that, I will hand it back over to Barend.
Thank you, Marco. Let me summarize on slide 27. The strategic vision of Aebi Schmidt Group to establish itself as a premier leader in the specialty vehicle market, targeting revenues of $3 billion and achieving a mid-teens adjusted EBITDA margin. The company is successfully integrating the recent merger and driving strong financial performance. We hold leadership positions in key regions such as North America and Europe, reinforcing our market presence. The group is achieving significant deleveraging, reducing net debt while continuing to invest in growth and to deliver returns to shareholders. Overall, I'm very excited to lead the team in reaching its full potential, creating a powerhouse company. With that, I will turn over to our operator to open up the line for questions. Operator.
Thank you. To ask a question, you will need to press star one and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please limit yourselves to one question and one follow-up only. To withdraw your question, please press star one and one again. We will now take your first question. One moment, please. Your first question today comes from the line of Matt Koranda from Roth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and congrats on getting the merger done. Wanted to start, I guess, with the synergies. It looks like those are coming in ahead of the initial expectations of $25 million-$30 million. Maybe just wanted to get a little bit more from you guys on where the additional synergies were found and how do we expect those to show up in terms of timing in the adjusted EBITDA results. Just clarify, it sounds like it's not built into the $25 million guidance that you gave, so maybe just talk a little bit about how those flow through in 2026.
Sure. I'll take that question, Matt. This is Marco speaking. In terms of synergies, yes. Looking at the combined company, we have seen additional opportunities, and we are executing additional opportunities in our operational expenses in terms of external spend and also in terms of middle management layers that we are looking at very critically for a lean organization that we're building going forward. In terms of timing, we are not giving an update today to what we previously have announced, which is that we expect 50% net synergy realization by mid-2026 and the full realization by mid-2027. You are right, looking also at some non-adjusted one-time expenses like getting the entire new group SOX compliant, we are not expecting a significant synergy contribution in our guidance that we communicate today.
Okay. All right. Understood. Maybe just wanted to get an update on the outlook for 2025, the combined outlook, just if folks are plotting it against what maybe pro forma they were doing, combining sort of the outlooks between Aebi and Shyft when you were giving those outlooks a few months ago. Might be a little bit below sort of the combined pro forma. Can you just talk a little bit about the delta, I guess? If I look at what I was expecting in the pro forma numbers, it was a little bit north of $2.1 billion in sales and call it $185 million or so in adjusted EBITDA. And it sounds like the outlook currently as it stands is more in the $2 billion or slightly below $2 billion range and something like $155 million at the midpoint. So maybe just talk about where the delta comes from currently in the outlook.
Sure. Let's take first on the sales side, the point. As we commented in the first half here, we have seen soft walk-in van sales on the Shyft side. And also, of course, that indicative guidance there was already including the full revenue synergies as well. So that's the bridge there to the upper end of our current guidance of $1.85-$2 billion revenue. In terms of profitability, you're looking at the $214 million, I suppose, that was in the merger communication. Keep in mind, again, we are not adjusting for the stock compensation. So that's the first $10 million you have to take off of that. It did also include the $28 million synergy midpoint expectations, which, again, for this year, 2025, we are not including a significant synergy realization in 2025. And that brings you to $176 million near the top end of our current adjusted EBITDA guidance of $145-$165 million. And keep in mind, as we said, we are very confident in delivering that guidance. And it's also, of course, reflecting a reflection of the geopolitical uncertainties that we see and that have arisen since that initial communication.
Okay. Very clear. I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. We will now go to the next question. And your next question comes from the line of Mike Shlisky from D.A. Davidson & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. So looking at the EBITDA numbers, what I had here is that trying to back things out here, your back half of the year EBITDA is going to be $80-$100 million. Is that correct? And that's actually higher than what I had, at least at the midpoint. So I'm kind of curious how there's absolutely no synergies involved in that $80-$100 in the back half of the year. Well, I guess, first of all, is that number correct? And you're saying at this point, what you're including is no synergies in the back half of the year in your current guidance.
Yeah. Let me reiterate the figure. So we have an adjusted EBITDA first half year of $66 million, and our guidance midpoint is $155 million. So yes, as you can see, we expect not only a stronger second half year, but really a second half year that is well within the expectations. And in terms of synergy inclusion, again, let me reiterate, it is not that we say that the guidance is technically about synergies, but we don't expect a significant net synergy realization this year because the synergies, they will take its time to be fully executed, of course, and to be really kicking in. And again, there are some one-time expenses. I reiterate the SOX compliance that's required for the full company that will drag us a little bit in the first 6 months. We will wash it out quickly. And of course, in 2026, we will deliver those material synergies going forward.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. I also wanted to just get a little more color on the 55% increase in the orders at Shyft Group. What drove that? Is there a certain end market that drove that? And it sounds like Shyft, from an EBITDA standpoint, may not be quite at the level it was before the merger. It looks like that's what you implied in your comments and in your slides. Help me kind of reconcile what seems like a pretty strong order rate with EBITDA that is a bit challenged versus your prior expectation. Thanks.
Mike, let me take this one. This is Stefan. Good morning. So what we see on the Shyft side is that after the softness here in the walk-in van market, we see it is slowly coming back. The second half will be stronger compared to the first half, as we expected, and this will also continue into 2026. So this is carried by a moderate recovery of the walk-in van business.
Okay. And then on the EBITDA side, though, for some reason, it sounds like that won't be as strong as you said. So could you explain the cadence as to how that came to be on this?
Yeah. This is
This is Marco speaking. I mean, look, we are commenting that indeed shifts, yes. If you look at the adjusted EBITDA that they provided in the first half year, they are on track. But in fact, in our belief, with the softness we've seen, we are actually anticipating the former Shyft business to contribute below the previous guidance at the low end there, at the high 50s for the full year, which is a bit of an update, a bit of a weakness that we see indeed. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Maybe one last one for me about the commentary on things ramping up into the fourth quarter. Was that a sales and EBITDA comment? I guess maybe help us figure out the cadence between third quarter and fourth quarter. Typically, in the U.S., there's different holidays than in Europe. For example, the summer holidays over in Europe are, you know, just a little more days off. Just give us a little sense as to how much of that is calendar, how much of that is actual business getting better as the year ends, and other drivers that might make 3Q and 4Q different.
Mike, I take that question. So there is a bit of a different picture, you know. If you look at the old FLSmidth Group, they have a very, I would say, sustainable EBITDA as well as sales. At the Shyft Group, we will see a strong pickup in the third quarter, by the end of the third quarter and in the fourth quarter. And our old FLSmidth business in Europe normally makes roughly 40% of their revenues in the last 4 months, and also the big bunch of the EBITDA. So we will have a very strong fourth quarter as well. And as you can imagine, you know, because of the strong backlog, most of these revenues are already secured.
So it's a mixture then of the typical calendar for the combined company, as well as an improving Shyft Group towards the end of the year. Is that a good way to characterize it?
Yeah, that's correct. This is Marco again. The group going forward will have a seasonality with a generally stronger second half year. And again, this year, a bit more amplified and pronounced towards really the fourth quarter as well. That's correct.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Operator?
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Greg Lewis from BTIG. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, thank you, and good afternoon and good morning, everybody, and thanks for taking my questions. I was hoping for a little bit more color. Thank you for the backlog number. Is there any way you could talk through how much of that backlog, like, the duration of that backlog, i.e., is that gonna be realized over the next kind of year? Any kind of sequencing around how we should be thinking about turning that backlog into revenue?
Let me quickly summarize our backlog a bit. You know, also here, in Europe, it's like 3 up to 4 months. Then if you look at their old, at our old FLSmidth business in North America, if you take, for example, our airport business, there we have lead times, which are higher than 360 days. Similar situation in the municipal business. And if you look at the Shyft Group, you know, they have increased their backlog, but there we have normally a feasibility of roughly 3 up to 4 months, you know? And having said this, so we have already most of our revenues for 2025 already secured.
Okay, super helpful. And then just realizing this is kind of your first public call out there, you know, I think a lot of us on the call are very familiar with, you know, the Shyft business. You know, I was hoping maybe you could spend a couple minutes maybe talking about, you know, how we should be thinking near term and long term around, you know, both the airport and municipal. I mean, it seems like it's a steadier business. Is that just a function of where we are in a replacement cycle? Or, you know, any kind of, like, high-level thoughts, how we should be thinking about airport and municipal, you know, not only for the rest of this year, but more over the next two to three years, just as we think this is an opportunity for FLSmidth to really, you know, develop a nice, stable revenue stream there.
Stefan will answer that question.
Good morning. This is Stefan. I'll take that. So what we see on the airport and the municipal side is there is a good market activity out there in terms of tenders and quotes. So when I look into our internal sales pipeline and the opportunities I see going forward, it's a very, very stable situation. We see that the funding is not disrupted in a major way on the municipalities, also not on the airport side. And it's very snow independent, which is a little bit counterintuitive, but basically an airport, but also a municipality has to have equipment to clear the roads if it snows, you know, 1 week out of the year or 3 months out of the year. So we think and we see a very stable situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. This concludes the Q&A for today, and I will now hand back to Randy Wilson for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. I would like to thank everyone for joining today's call. The Aebi Schmidt management team looks forward to connecting with the investment community over the coming months, including the D.A. Davidson 24th Annual Diversified Industrials and Service Conference in Nashville on September 18th. Thank you for your interest in the Aebi Schmidt Group, and as always, please reach out to Investor Relations at investor.relations@aebi-schmidt.com if you have any follow-up questions. With that, operator, please disconnect the call.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.